This whole controversy in doing the key of E. Stephen B, doing the key of excellence for you and me. And check this out. I got a lovely young lady right here. And we're going to talk about people like this today. And her name is, tell me your name.
Hello.
She's the granddaughter of one of the people that's going to be my guest today. We got some heavy talk coming to you short distance. You know, you know me, okay? And one of the interesting things about me is I'm all about the real. And even though I'm a pastor and even though I have these degrees that don't mean crap, obviously, you know, like I told somebody before that what's the difference between a street thug and a person with a PhD when it comes to white America? And that is they still a nigger, okay? So we're going to do some real talk today, putting more people in your step, a little grind and stride. We're going to have some fun, too. But check this out. We're going to talk some serious stuff coming right next to you. Okay, wait a minute. My earphones, it happens. This is personal difficulty. Okay. I'm going to talk to you today. My nicotine hands with 10% of my brain because the other 90% you can't comprehend, so we're going to keep it behind my back. But check this out. One of the things is really affecting us today and is very serious to talk about. And that's why I have this lovely princess sitting on my lap. And talking to you a little bit is the death rate that we have in the violence. You know, and the person that I have with me today, just to tell you a little brief history about him, we became friends probably like 10 or 11 years ago when I was producing Jazz in the Park. And he came to me and we talked about some issues, but he had this really badass motorcycle. Yeah, I mean, his motorcycle was off the chain, okay? And when I saw him out, he dressed, you know, we talking about a serious slick, okay? Because obviously the brother was out here in the streets doing what he do. The interesting thing about this brother is that he came to me 10 years ago with a vision about violence in the streets. And at the time, I must confess to the brother that I was quite ignorant. I should have paid attention then, because had I paid attention then, my attitude as well as some of the things I could have done would have been much better. But with my apologies saying this to the brother, this brother right now is now a pastor. He works with the Indianapolis Police Department in quelling things, especially crime scenes. There's probably not a crime scene he hasn't seen it. And turn on your radio, because just in case we get interrupted, they can see what we're talking about. With that being said, he's the chaplain of an American Legion post. He's one of my greatest friends. And even though he and I separated sort of because of the direction in which he was going, and obviously, thank you, I was going another direction. Still at that, we came back together and bonded, and we have mutual respect for each other. This is the Reverend James Black from Indianapolis, and we're going to talk some things. James, one of the things I want to share with you is there were 7,957 children under the age of 19 killed by gun violence. There was 347 mass shootings in the United States last year. I mean, do you have a sense of why this is happening right now?
Excuse me. My thoughts on that is that we have the generation that's coming about. Thank the Lord that is praying to change it. Everyone seems to think that violence is part of their natural life, and it's not. You don't have to be violent. But that's what they see all the time. It's being broadcasted to them. They see these things, and that's how they go by constructing their lives around violence.
Yeah, and not only do I feel what you're saying is accurate, but let me throw some things out to you. And I don't mean to embarrass anybody, but I'm a realist. You know, for many Sundays, I sit in the pulpit, as you have. And for many Sundays, especially in our separate denomination, I have expelled the whole Jesus theory and loving thy neighbor and this, that, and the other. And I can't say that I'm happy I'm no longer in the pulpit. I'm a little more content. Only because now I see that in order to deal with the violence that we're dealing today, that we have to have some people that are brave enough to come out of their pulpit and do some walking and talking. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. This man walks to the 10-point coalition. I got two drinks. Alcoholic. What the hell? I mean, I got a hell of a stab. Get two drinks. By the way, no, seriously. Pastor Black walks with a 10-point coalition. And for you that don't know what that basically is, it's a neighborhood watch group who walks the streets of Indianapolis. And a lot of them are clergy, but for the most part, they're everyday citizens. And that work itself is remarkable. And on top of that, you go to all these police runs. I mean, and when I say a bunch of them, I've been with you. I even been with you at a funeral service. And you had to grab ghosts because of something that was happening in the streets. Let me ask you a question. Do you see a way? Okay, I got you. Okay. Hey, you got to listen to little people because they tell you the truth. But that's being serious. Do you think that not only are we undermanned from a police standpoint in the streets, and do you not think that now with this whole mentality of the police are nothing more than Keystone cops. I mean, and that's the mentality of what people think here. Being in the streets talking to people, what do you see they think about the police department? Be careful. Be careful.
What I think they see is that that they might have a little fear in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The officer does.
Mm-hmm.
But as their training is given to them how to clear themselves, they have to be able to function without fear. And fear is part of natural life. Fear.
Okay, now do you think that even though we both know legally it doesn't change anything, the law doesn't, with the new law they passed in the state of Indiana about not having registration, pull it down just a little bit, not having registration to purchase a gun, do you not think that the perception of that being any different than the law has been is making now the police become more alert because now people are carrying their weapons everywhere? I mean, it's fascinating to me. I mean, do you sense that more shootings are going to happen from the police standpoint out of fear? Or do you think that, I mean, you follow me?
I understand.
Right.
Out of fear, yes. Out of justice is justice.
I agree.
We have to be very careful.
I agree.
Like I was explaining earlier, that having to do a pullover or whatever they do, officers does, it's not going to be just one officer. It's going to be a backup officer now. It's not going to be one officer that's going to do the approach to the vehicle. It's not like that anymore. They're going to have backup. They're going to have quite a bit because everyone is carrying a weapon.
Now, let's look at this very closely. You have approximately 1,500, 1,600 officers that are part of our police department here of a city that's a million. If you take officers who need to man the office, which is at least 200, that are administration personnel, which means you got 1,300 on the street divided between three shifts. And then you have these districts that are so large. For instance, the North District extends from Cold Spring Road to, even before Cold Spring Road, really Riverside, from Riverside all the way over to High School Road, all the way from 86th Street down to 10th Street. Now, if you divide the officers on any given evening, you only have about 8 officers covering that much district. So do you not think that we need to increase the strength of our police officers on the street? Do you think that's going to help?
It will help. It will help. But at this point, the largest districts are the North and the East. And they are divided equally, but they still have to watch out. They still going to have to watch out. And like they're doing now, they're doing more hiring. They are doing more hiring for officers, but there's guys that not want to take the job and stay on the job. After we losing officers in 6 years, some of them are resigning.
Well, I get it, but let me play a devil's advocate before we get to the real issue about the killings. There are some police that have done the majority of the Indianapolis Police Department have done a magnificent job. They really have.
Yes.
I can't say enough about them, and the funny part about it is even criminals, when they get in trouble and somebody is attacking them, they're going to call the police. Anyway, then we have these other officers who don't understand that the key to good policing is being a good person. How do you think that Indianapolis or any police department is doing a good job of handling those, what I would call bad apples, which are affecting the police department and how people think about them?
That's a judgment call.
Okay.
They are... I do a lot of ride-alongs. and hang out with most of them. They're very respectful. They're very patient. And a lot of them have to have prayer. And I will pray and keep them humble. I mean, humbleness is the key to being an officer. You can't be violent. You can't speak to people violent. They follow by what you do and the way you carry yourself. If you're respectful to them, they'll be respectful to you as well.
But let me share something with you. And it worked with me at night. I was walking with Reverend Harrison one night. And let me just sort of change the subject, but yeah, I want to hear your answer. And then we'll take a break after this. What happened was is that you're walking. I don't know what they call themselves, the Cadillac, the guys that drive the Camaros, black Camaros that do whatever the hell they're doing. Anyway, so the lead guy gets out of the car and walks up and approaches me and Reverend Harrison and says, Pastor said, yeah, looked at me and said, brother, I said, okay. He said, now you a pastor and, you know, you a Catholic clergy. And I got a deal for you. He said, if y'all back up, what we're doing, we'll donate to the 10-Point Coalition. He was that brazen and that bold to say that. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've been in the streets for a while, you know, and like I said, I'm the true thug that became a PhD. But I sit there and thought, that was awful damn bold. I mean, Has it gotten that bad?
Didn't you just say devil advocate?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh.
That's your own question. There it is right there.
Well, okay.
Satan speaks for itself.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You're
Satan
right.
Speaks for itself.
You're right. Hey, it's about time to take pause for the cause because I'm going to bring a young lady sort of in this conversation because I want to hear the perspective of a woman because, you know, one of the things that I'm sure that pastor knows that when you go to a crime scene, and obviously I've been to a couple, not near as many as you. When you go to a crime scene, the first thing that affects you is the woman element, the mother. The wife, mm-hmm. the child. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, one of the things we got to get in our heads is this. We lose a lot in life. But I'm going to tell you, it's nothing like a mother losing a child. I'm going to get back to you short distance. Take a quick pause for the cause. You hear it. Show controversy dealing with Stephen E. with 10% of his brain because the rest of it y'all can't even comprehend. Back to you short distance. I'm going to give you a phone number to call in. We're going to do some little talking, some more with Reverend Black. I really appreciate you being here because I know I had to take you from your busy schedule, but we'll be right back, okay? We're back. Monday. Be in the key of E. Be excellent for you and me. You should keep playing that. I like that song. But anyway, we're going to continue our conversation about violence in the streets. I'm going to get a little more deeper and probably a little more controversy. I hope Pastor doesn't get too upset with me. Oh, before I do that, I've got to do some, I got to pay the bills. Okay? So work with me. Just read this. All right? Controversy is made possible by members of Yazzer Radio. That's YazzerRadio.com at $14.99 per month. And or YazzerTV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you for your support, because without you, there will be no Yazzer. Controversy is also made possible by individual direct contributions of $8.33 from the Controversy loyalty supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Controversy show, go to shopyazzer.com. That's shopyazzer.com. Thank you for all that you have given. And on behalf of myself and the Controversial staff, Yazzer, we love you and appreciate you. And finally, Controversy would like to thank our major supporters and our sponsors, Digital Guard. If you need cameras for your home and home or business, go to preventhomecrimes.com. That's preventhomecrimes.com or preventbusinesscrimes.com. These reporters do the heavy lifting around here to make sure that the lights stay on. And once again, thank you to other members and direct support and major funding sponsors. Now back to the show. Now check this out. Also, you know, for at least a couple of years, people have been wanting me to bring jazz in the park back. So here's what's going to happen. It's not going to be jazz in the park, but every Sunday from 4 to 7 at American Legion Post 249, we're going to bring the heavy jazz to you every Sunday from 4 to 7. Check it out. And I want to talk more about it a little later. Now, back to the show. I'm here with Reverend Black, and I'm here with my co-host tonight, Macaroni, because Macaroni be in the street. He had a kind of come over here, Mac, so we can talk. No, we have fun, but at the same time, it's serious. So check this out. Once again, I have to say to you that this is no joke that 7,957 children under the age of 19 are killed by gun violence. And to be honest with you, beat him up. He's a bad dude anyway. No. My water is getting kicked off the water stand. But anyway, check this out. Macaroni, from the street standpoint of view, how do you view this violent problem, man? I mean, what is your solution to it?
Wait,
you know what? Uh-oh. No. He's getting there. We're working.
Okay.
All right.
It starts at home. Our problem then, for a long time, you got excuses why it happened. But partner, I've been in the streets all my life. I know, all my life. All I'm saying is, it starts at home. I had good parents. They taught us morals. All y'all did was smoke weed with your kids, you drink with your kids, you go to the club with your kids. That's not good.
You're not whoa. You're not downing my weed, are you?
Hold up. I'm saying like this.
All right, you're right.
I got my own glaucoma mess. I'm gonna leave it like that.
But my granny
told me, said, put some seeds in it. It came out of God's earth.
Let me ask both of you a question. Do you think that this media influence that we have today is causing at least 50% of the problems that we have in the streets? And what I mean by that is, it seems like they glamorize. I mean, you know, when I sit there and listen to the record, she's in the restaurant. I mean,
that's the white man. Little Johnny.
He's a white man.
Yeah, listen. Little Johnny, he got a gun rack in his house. We don't have it in our house.
Wait, stop. Whoa. I missed something here. First of all, respect begins. It's just like home. Respect is respect. If you're going to sit there on the radio vibes and put out music that says, my bitch is a
hoe,
right.
Oh,
staying in the hotel. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is what we're getting on the air right
That's
now.
That's a problem now.
That's a very big problem.
Because
I'm going to tell you something. And Pastor, hear me out.
Stereotype.
The name of the game is this. If I began a culture of disrespecting myself, then the rest is downhill. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Some of the things I hear on radio and TV today is, I mean, I can take it only because I understand the culture and I understand the media. But the truth of the matter is, sweetheart, don't talk about me respecting you when you're not respecting yourself and allowing people to talk about you like this.
Right.
Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Me and you had this conversation the other day. I used to get really pissed off when people said to me, OG. Now, my brother kind of straightened me out.
Well, maybe I am.
But anyway. And my attitude was at the time, as well as old school, is this. Really, it's a term of respect.
Right.
Because I'm still here.
Yeah.
And hopefully, those young people will get there. So I don't get caught up in that. Yeah. What I do get caught up in is the fact that some of the language and some of the posturing I see on TV just blows me away. One of the things, Beetle, you said to me the other night, you were talking about the two gay men, black men, kissing on TV for commercial.
Commercial.
I mean, did I miss something here?
No.
Okay.
I just so
Pastor, what do you think about that whole movement?
That whole movement right there is written in the Bible that shouldn't be like that.
Here we go back
to the days
of
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hello.
What's the Bible
what
say?
Hello.
What's the Bible say, Pastor?
Hello.
Sleep with a man. Woman should not sleep with a woman.
Hold
it
on.
It was the land of Sodom and Gomorrah that did the whole thing that God did not like.
Ooh.
And when he went there and told them what was going to happen, everybody said, what Jehovah? What God is going to stop this? And they kept going and did not believe it.
Hey,
they
listen.
Did not believe it.
Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all call in. The phone number is 515-605-9800. Call in and give us a shout out about that. But you know what the words, what you said is so true. I mean, I think, and having a gay daughter myself, what are we doing? Uh-oh, my little girl, don't disappear on me. Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I love my daughter, will continue to love my daughter, there's no doubt in my mind. And my brother happens to have a daughter in the same situation. And our attitude is, I mean, we're going to love them regardless. But we cannot, under no circumstances, condone the behavior. Because I don't care what anybody says. You know what? I don't even walk down the street and hold my woman's hand.
My Bible.
I mean, you hear me? I don't even walk down the street and hold my woman's hand every now and then. And I might kiss her every now and then. But I'm not for a public display of affection. Why is it that it's so necessary for them to be public about the display of being gay? I mean, you probably makes no sense to me.
Is that a question for me?
No, please.
Well, I don't have the answer for that either. But I see it as that they're being affectionate to one another. Me, I would rather be affectionate, me as a man or pastor. The man of God, I'd rather be affectionate to a woman.
Hello.
Another man.
Hello. Enough said.
Okay, but look.
Yeah.
At the street time, I would tell y'all something. There's nowhere in the world that you think a male, two males, are supposed to raise a boy or a girl. It's just a gay way. My problem is, I don't care who you are. We've read from the Bible. Okay, we've read from the Bible. And that's where I'm at. The Bible, period. I'm not perfect.
And neither one of us are perfect. We kind of got off the subject because we're going to talk about how things affect our youth behavior and his and toward violence. Let's get back to that because, I don't know what anybody thinks, but the numbers to me are staggering. I mean, just absolutely staggering.
Hold up.
Yes, we are. I'll stop for Prince.
Chips.
Get a girl a chip. Man, stop being a chip. Get a girl a chip. macaroni. What's up with that? Hey, this brother here, you still do something.
Yeah, anyway. Where we go with the Bible? See, the Bible part is, where you been from? I've been from the street. From the street. What are we going to do about the Bible?
Well, and he's right. I mean, Pastor, let me ask you this. What is it that you think that we can do to even at least curb the violence in the streets of Indianapolis or anywhere today?
Everybody
have a
Sorry.
More
going out on the streets, on the highways and the byways. Preaching the gospel instead of just reading the gospel.
Bob, hold
we
on.
We need to go out and preach the gospel. Just even we have to do a corner service.
You know
that
what?
Is very important as well. Some people will listen, some will not. But then if you just get enough of them to give them an itch.
If God was
but,
all
but,
that.
But you know what, though? I got to bring this up. You know, one of the things that I knew about what they say Jesus Christ was really a title, Yahweh as well as Muhammad. Is the most interesting thing about them that people just fail to realize to me is they were very humble.
Very humble.
Very humble. These were people that obviously was the manifestation of God and became flesh to teach us. And unfortunately, we didn't listen. But back to the premise of the whole issue is this, that they were very humble. Very humble. What they said, how they lived, how they walked, how they talked. Both men are very few words. Very few words. If you really study the Quran as well as the Bible, you will find out that Muhammad and Yahweh said very little. They didn't have to say a lot because the true miracle of the fact is that they said very little in over 2,000 years. We're still talking about them today. With that being said, let's get back to the reality of the violence that we have not only in our country, but specifically in the city I live in because it's where I live. Okay, I mean I had my windows shot up. Okay, and me, I don't really. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do people every now and then when people screw with me. But what is it that you think that we can do now to curb or at least change the mentality of these young people and the violence we have today?
Families, mothers and fathers need to grab hold to their children. Because it says, it's written, that teach a child while he is young, and when he get old, he will come back to it.
Bernstein,
that is true.
Don't despair.
It's true.
Wait, I did. But check this out. Bernstein. Let me shoot something to you. As my co-producer and one of the driving forces behind our Yahoo network, hey, pull it up. Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio, okay? Pull it up because we got some serious stuff to talk about. But let me ask you a question, man. One of the things that Malcolm said was by any means necessary. And the other thing that Malcolm, put out was, if you're going to carry a weapon, so am I.
Okay.
My question to you is, when you look at both philosophies, do you think that applies to the mentality that we need to have as people of color today, or do you think we need to take a separate approach?
I think that we should have the right to protect ourselves like everybody else. So I think that we should. You asking the question, should we carry weapons?
Sure.
Yes, I believe that we're law-abiding citizens. I think you should have access to protect yourself like by anyone else.
I can't hear you on my phone. I guess it's okay, right?
Yeah.
But thinking of you.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. And both you guys who are all for you about all of us about religion and how it relates. Do you think that one of the problems that we have in our society today is that religion channels us so far to the left as far as peace is concerned that no longer is religion in the center of what's right is right and wrong is wrong? Let me hear from you first.
Well, Well,
when it comes to the violence industry.
You should hear me now.
Sure.
You can hear me in the headphones now.
Yes,
right?
I can.
Well, I'm not trying to split hairs on the whole religion thing, because I've always been a component of, I don't think that you should teach people to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Angry.
Not angry, not timid. I'm looking for the word where...
This ain't Jeopardy, dude.
Yeah, I'm losing my train of thought. I believe the teachings that you should be able to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is violating you should be able to protect yourself. I don't believe that you should be so... It's not the word meek. I'm not looking for meek. No, I'm talking about the opposite of that, where they teach the non-violent teaching thing.
Sure.
The word I'm talking about, like the non-violent teachings. My whole thing is, I never understood the non-violent teachings. If I'm a non-violent man, but you still gonna bring violence my way and blow my brains out.
Right. Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
I believe that if you're coming to me with a sword, I'm coming with you with a sword.
I got you.
Like that. So I'm trying to get a word. I'm looking for it to come to me later.
All right,
look, y'all. The street. I'm gonna tell y'all something. It started at home. It starts at home. Y'all got the street.
Humbleness comes in.
Hold up. Y'all think that it's all right to say, look, I watch about the grandkids and my son. They got gangs. I see blood jumping off of them. New Year's kind of game, I guess. My problem is, y'all, it's trouble with us. We got to put our foot down. We grandfather. Mm-hmm. Put our foot down. Mm-hmm.
Pastor, what do you think?
The question?
Yeah, I mean, are you of the mindset that, as Malcolm said, that by any means necessary, and that if necessary, we need to carry weapons to defend ourselves?
Certainly, yes, carry a weapon, but me, myself, I have a lifetime permit to carry a weapon, but I don't carry mine. I take mine to go training at the gallery. When I go to different events, I feel protected already. I don't think that I could have to use my weapon for respect or my weapon for or to antagonize someone to think that I'm carrying it because I want to see if you carry one. That's what it seems like going in the world. They got one, and the other individual says, well, I feel like I need to have mine, and my gun is bigger than yours. I can pull my gun quicker than you can. These games that children of the young generation. I'm not going to call them children. I'm just going to call them young generation.
Yeah, and you're right, and we're going to end the segment because we got to get to my catfish alert and my slave trade comments in our show. But let me say something to you. You know, one of the things that fascinates me is that we, as a race, have become not critical thinkers. I mean, you know what critical thinking means? That if you take your hand and put it over an open flame, it gets burnt. Critical thinking is you're going to think a second time before you do it. We don't think like that. We've got to get into that mode of thinking. You know, and it's interesting to me, fascinating, more interesting to me, is that we have developed a mentality that killing people is like a video game. This is going to pop back up and start living again, and it's bullshit because it ain't going to happen.
Well, if I may speak?
Sure.
Okay. If we go back, let's see, what's this been? 20 years of Grand Theft Auto, the video game that was supposed to have been for adults.
Mm-hmm.
The adults were buying it, giving it to the 3 and 4 year old
that's
kids.
Fair.
And that's what has motivated the children to think that I can do this and get away with it. And guess what? I got cops. I'm going to push the reset button and it can start all over again.
But
it don't start all over
again. Right. But see, here's the larger problem to me. I got to go back to critical thinking. Now, right now, we're in an epidemic worse than the virus, because right now, America is eating its young.
Mm-hmm.
7,957. We had an accident.
I know.
Get him here, because if it's spilled all this, he's going to shut up this microphone. Mr. Abernathy, we got a problem. 7,957 people. Children have lost their lives in this country. 339 mass shootings in this country. And we sit here and listen to a bunch of millionaires sit in Congress and talk about human rights and talk about, you know, rights of the master, when the truth of the matter is they pray every morning in Congress and they sit there and lie to stink out of shit. Excuse my language. Sorry, sweetheart. But they do. They don't care anymore. And this whole issue about, and I don't care what anybody says, this whole issue about the gun registration thing, it's not, I mean, if you don't see this as a plot for those white conservatives, and it's not every one of them, but those white conservatives who are Donald Trump followers, to sit here and put them in the black community knowing we're going to kill each other, you're stupid. It's not to protect them. It's to get rid of us.
It's to kill off the race.
That's a fact. So
killing off the race.
So, you know, that being said, Pastor, let me say this. And we're going to pick up this conversation again. I'm really elated that you and I had this conversation. We're going to talk about this again probably next week because it's such an important issue. I mean, I'm tired of watching mothers and daughters and sisters cry at crime scenes, man. I mean, it's heart-wrenching. And what we don't understand as a race is this. Without those sisters and mothers and women folk in life, then life ends because when you destroy them, it's the end of life. So I'm going to get right back to you. We're going to take a pause for the cars right quick. Then we got to get back to the cat. I got to talk about catfish today. I'm got to name some names. I got a clearance from the lawyers. I got to say, all you women out there who playing games, you're getting ready to get paid the right way. Stephen B. and the Kid V. Put it. That's good for you and me on the Super Monday. With 10% of my brain, the rest of the time, I'm not back. Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate it. I'm going to talk to you again next week. Oh, and also, on Sunday, 47 starting the week after this Sunday. Gas and post at the park. We're going to have some great food, right, Pastor?
Yeah,
we're going to have some great food.
Yeah.
Check you out in there.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Simply cause our hair is long.
About you, to give us your way, but
gonna pepper your step a little grind and your stride. We're gonna have a little fun right now, but I gotta bring back to a serious issue. Oh no, let me do this first. I gotta make some money, okay? Now, okay, check this out. After finally controversy, we'd like to thank all our sponsors. You know what? I'm not gonna start there. I'm gonna start where I'm supposed to start. Sorry about that. Here's what the deal is. Controversy is also made possible by ongoing individual direct contributions of $8.33 for the controversial loyal supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the show, go to shopyizor.com. That's shopyizor.com. And I want to thank you ahead of advance for your support because we really need it. I'm excited about the things we do here because it's all about us of color. That I will explain to you because some of y'all don't get it. Also, controversy is made possible by members of the YazzerRadio.com at $14.99 per month or YazzerTV.com at $24.99 per month. Thank you for your support because we really appreciate it. And we really need it because one of the things that is exciting about this network, the 6 TV stations we own and 4 radio stations and our own independent movie channel, which I'm excited about. No macaroni, you ain't doing no news up in here, okay? We ain't doing no new videos, especially if y'all ask Dan or nothing like that. But anyway, we have our own independent movie channel. We have our own cartoon channel. We have, what else we got? Oh, we got our own on-demand. So check us out and support us because we're trying to do something new and exciting for you because that's what we're all about. But Stephen E. doing on controversy in the key of V for excellence, you and me. And I'm doing it with 10% of my brain because the rest of it is tied behind my back. Now, it's time for the slavery part. Now, wait, I gotta give my partner time to get set up because, we got to talk this really serious stuff about the slavery part.
The slave trade.
The slave trade. Okay, check this out. Hey, man, do you know that John Watson, who has never been convicted of nothing. He was clear.
Who, John Watson?
Yes. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do something, but forget that. This man was not convicted of anything. Spent 2 years, one of those years without a salary. Years because of these allegations, and then the NFL comes back and says, here's our ruling. We're going to give him a year off suspension. Yeah, we're going to give him a year off suspension as of now. What about the 2 years you took the man's livelihood away? What kind of bullshit is that? I mean,
hold on. Whoa.
You didn't know that?
Whoa. He just got traded to Cleveland, and they gave him like $180 million. So what, they suspended him yesterday?
Wait. Here's the bullshit behind it. First of all, before he was traded to Cleveland, he spent 2 years not playing.
Right, he spent 1 year not playing, yes, correct.
Because of the NFL and these allegations.
Correct, okay. Yes.
Now, the NFL now made a ruling that says, after this man has been convicted of nothing.
Right.
Now the NFL comes back and says, okay, our ruling is he's going to have a year suspension. So now he's about to have a year suspension with no pay.
So that's what
Cleveland, wait, I ain't done yet.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Guess what they did? They signed Josh Rosen. Don't get me wrong. Great quarterback. He white boy. Great quarterback. Signed him for $250 million for 2 years. Which part of this shit did I miss?
Well, when did this happen?
Today.
Hold on. Let me get my...
Get your shit out. Because I'm telling you, it's really messed up. Now, the suspension, though, Bernstein, happened, 4 days ago when they announced it? But somebody got to explain this to me because it makes absolutely no sense. And I hope that my information is wrong. But,
Trump fake news.
No. Dude, I'm telling you.
You're going to talk about our slaves. You're going to talk about our slaves properly.
Hey, but I'm serious, man. They did this to this man. When you read this, you're not going to believe it. And I had to put two and two together today. Say, wait a minute. You're going to give the man a year suspension now which is forcing Cleveland to sign another quarterback that they signed for $250 million for 2 years. What did $250 million be? Something like that. $250 million. You're still going to, and you're not going to pay this guy 4 years. You've taken 2 years away from his career, and you're doing this? Did I miss something here? Why are you looking it up? We're going to do the Jeffrey thing. We're not doing that. But looking it up, check this out. Did you see an Epi Awards, man?
Yes, I saw some of the ESPY Awards.
That was some funny shit.
Awards.
That was some funny shit. Especially Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, that was hilarious. Hey. But you know what, though? Let me tell you something about myself. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. Steph Curry is not only a class act, human act of pure kindness. And Steph Curry, even how he treats his family, he's the most magnificent, wonderful thing that could ever happen to such a con-ass sport. He's got class. You agree? Everybody has class.
Yes.
Class.
And he's a great house slave. I love him. Yes.
See, here we go.
I love
see?
Him.
See? I mean.
He serves Master Whale. I love him.
See? See, you know, come on, y'all. What? Macaroni ain't got nothing else better to say. Macaroni, go get him a drink and sit down and talk shit to him. Come on, now. Can you? You be right back. Ain't nobody waiting for you. I'm holding my breath for this. And how many potato chips you going to eat, Negro? What? Now you eat five more. Have you got to it yet? Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Watson will be able to practice during training camp and must spend their first half of any suspension away from the Browns facility working out on his own. During the second half of his suspension, he'll be permitted to participate in limited activities. Are you kidding me? So
I'm serious.
Suspending him.
I'm serious. Wait a minute.
Whoa. But they signed him to, like, all that money.
Yep.
See what I'm saying, man?
Man, listen. I'm going to tell you something. They talk about Kaepernick, right?
That's Kaepernick. Yeah.
That was bad. This shit's worse.
This is way worse. He didn't do nothing. I mean, he's a little freaky. He paid the lawsuits, and they suspended him for he ain't even done nothing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. I'm going to tell you what he did.
What?
He got out of line and told Houston he wanted to trade. As soon as he told Houston he wanted to trade, this happened.
That's true.
When you down in Texas, you do what Texas say because you welcome to the United States of Texas. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it was. He was Juneteenth. That's what he was. He wasn't free yet. He was Juneteenth down in Texas.
Now, check this out. I have another great concern. What the hell happened to pro boxing? We ain't got no champions. We ain't got no nobody. We ain't got no Muhammad. We ain't got nothing.
Here's my problem. Y'all dictating what somebody has to do in their future. There are young men growing up. Sometimes they have a bad day. But the problem I'm having is I put all this thing on.
Hurry up. Hey, but check this out. What he's saying is true. But let me ask you another question. You hear about Tariq Hill?
Who?
And his name Tariq?
Who the hell is Tariq Hill?
The football player.
God. You got to get your slave name. Right.
Well, anyway.
Kansas City.
Yeah, but check his shit out.
What about him? Let me look him up.
They signed his ass to how much was it, Beatle? Like for 4 years, like $1 trillion.
But seriously.
What happened was Kansas City had him first. Kansas City traded him to the Dolphins. Dolphins traded him back to Kansas City. Now he got traded back to the Dolphins.
Oh, the running back.
Yeah, check this out. He's going to get the rest of his
$140 million contract for 2 years, and they gave up 5 draft round picks. And you won't believe what he had the nerve to say. I went to a team with a quarterback who has the best statistics and best accuracy in the NFL. I said, who is this? They gave me his name, Chukwuka, Luka, or whatever. But he ain't no Tom Brady. He's no nothing. In fact, when we looked at the top accurate quarterbacks, Tom Brady was number one. My favorite, Russell Wilson, what's his name? Mahomes was number 7. This guy ain't even close. I'm telling you, the number one quarterback accuracy wise is Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, true.
Where did he get off saying the most accurate is one in Miami? I'm trying to figure out who is he. I can't even pronounce his name.
The dude in Miami is the quarterback.
I don't give a shit. He's nowhere near the most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
He probably was talking about Mahomes.
Read it. It was on the news feed. We were sitting there watching like, what the hell is he talking about? We had to look it up.
He's talking about Tua.
Damn.
He did call him the most accurate.
That's what he said. But, okay. But Google will what? Tell you differently.
You okay?
I don't know. Right? He shouldn't have been either. But but Google will tell you differently. Google will tell you Tom Brady.
Well, of course. He ain't even been in the NFL 2 years yet. He ain't the best one.
Man, let me tell you something. Don't
spin in there. Go to
Google. Beetle, we got an emergency here. Negro choking.
Sit up in the bathroom.
Give him some water.
I can't get nowhere. He's blocking me.
Here, Beetle. Drink some water. Drink some water. Here. Now, we have one of those medical sort of emergency and Negro choking and shit in the station. But anyway. But yeah, that's some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Back to boxing. Well, where's all the boxing at?
But you know, boxing is the most gay sport out there, right?
Boxing?
You got to cough out there. You can hear him on the radio.
Yeah, we can't. We got to hear in your coughing on the radio. Okay. Now, what'd you say? All right. We're going to take a pause for calls. Get right back to you. It's going to be a VFX next to you and me. Back on the Monday, you and me, Stephen B, doing Key of V, in my nicotine-stained fingers and drinking my drink, and well, whatever. But anyway, we're doing the Key of V with 10% of my brain tied behind. No, 10% of my brain I'm working with. The other 9% is time to have my back. You can handle it. You can call in at 515-605-9800.
So what happened to boxing is UFC. Or boxing, and you know, boxing is a gay sport out.
Where'd you get that at?
Two dudes in their underwear, sweating, punching chests, punching on each other, swinging on each other. Ooh, that hurts.
You know, sometimes on this show, things get out of hand. And that's because I'm dealing with a person who is less than honorable in reference to talking about other people. Did I say that right? No, you're
that's
not. That's
wrong.
That's wrong. You're right. But check this out. Let's see. Wait, we're not done yet. If you think that's a gay sport, then what do you think about wrestling?
Well, the next most gay sport is football.
Where do you get that from?
You my tight end. You
notice
I put my hands between your nuts.
You know.
A quarterback. And then what happens when you do something wrong? You get a flag. Just remove the L.
Oh, man. You know,
sports is gay and a slave trade. Think about it.
It's kind of disgusting to have people like Bernstein around. I mean,
it's a good point.
Okay. You know what? You're the same kind of person.
When you walk out the studio, I'm going to slap you on your ass like you're leaving the court. How's that going to make you feel?
Hold it, y'all. That's what they do in
basketball.
Can I have some more of this caramel stuff here, man? Hey, dude.
That's what they do
in basketball. Or gay. Can I have more of this caramel stuff here, man? All I gotta say is so much for the sports report. It's deteriorating, but it really is. But check this out, man. But I'm serious. What do you really think happened to boxing, though? I don't understand how it dropped so tough so quickly.
I think because the skill of boxing changed, because when Mayweather came and became a boxer, he chose the skill of boxing, cut down on the violence of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Because if you box like a Mayweather, they turn into a defensive sport, which it got boring to people.
I think you're right. I really think you're right. Go ahead. You got to come over here so I can hear you. Talking to the microphone.
Like Chicken Ray Lee and Muhammad Ali. Here's the problem, Jay. They made money, dude. Can't have nothing to do with that anymore.
Yes, a lot.
It has nothing to do with that anymore. If you came with a dollar money, you can't fight.
Let me ask you a question. Is Don King still living?
Yes, he's down. Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive. He just...
What is he, 90,000 years old?
He could be, but they had to take it easy because... They told Don you had too much of a fun, so you got to retire. We're going to figure out a way to put your black ass in jail.
I knew it was going to deteriorate. I knew it.
Hey, wherever. I had to do that. He's just, listen, man. If you come to fight a screw for $100,000, I'm going to beat him up.
You going to do what?
He's going to beat you up for $100,000.
Oh, damn.
I know I'm not beating him up for what?
Damn. Hey, check us out. While we're doing this, I want to make sure that you understand that I need your help. Controversy is made possible by members of the YazzaRadio.com at $14.99 per month and or YazzaTV at $24.99 a month. I want to thank you in advance for helping us out because, you know, things we're talking about is real and it really affects our community. And we joke about some things, but the truth of the matter is it's all about black entrepreneurship. It's all about black communication. And it's all about doing some things right sometimes because we do so many things wrong and we think they're right. So please support our network and as well as my program, Controversy. And Controversy is also made possible by direct or individual direct contributions of $8.33 from the Controversial Lawyers supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Controversial Show, go to shopyizer.com. That's shopyizor.com. And I want to thank you, you know, in advance because, like I said, we really need to help you. We're not struggling, but we're a fledgling news station and network, just like NBC and MSNBC and CNN. We're trying to bring you that sort of thing, only with a slight twist geared towards us and having fun doing it as well. And finally, Controversy would like to thank our major sponsor, Digital Guard. If you need cameras for your home or business, go to preventhomecrimes.com or preventbusiness.com. Excuse me, preventbusinesscrimes.com. These sponsors do the heavy lifting about here. They do the heavy lifting around here.
Don't make
one
more drink, man,
because
I don't want you to get sick.
I ain't sick. But anyway, once again, I want to our sponsors, Yazzer members, direct supporters, and major funding sponsors. Now back to the show. And we talk sports for a second because now it's my favorite part of the show.
catfishing. Check this out. Before I start mentioning names, I girls on Facebook, if you meet a person and you say something nice to them, and they send you back a nice message, and the first thing that comes out of their next text is, I need $50 because I ain't got no food, or my cell phone's not working, or I got to help out Aunt Egypt. That is bullshit, and it's catfishing. Yeah, it is. Now, you know, I'm being real, all right, because number one, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, anyway, one of the things that he has to be mindful of is they can talk all their love and sexy stuff if they want to, but the truth of the matter is the first thing that comes out of their mouth is they want some money. They're catfishing. I'm telling you. I've done enough studies of this stuff over the last 2 years to tell you everything damn near they're going to say when they hit you. Period. They'll ask for cell phones, and their most greatest thing is they want you to send them gift cards. Because with gift cards, you cannot identify who is receiving or sending the money. Now, what's their names? Let me put them on air. There's one out there named Jane Hansen. I don't know shit what anybody says. She's a catfisher. She even tried to extort me, of all people. And me, I don't, I mean, she put the new phones on me, my Facebook thing and said it came from me. Let me tell you something. First of all, she did me a favor because, shit, if my stuff was that big, I mean, damn, I'm rocking and rolling.
She stole my picture.
She stole your picture. But the truth of the matter is, I have children. I have grandchildren. Why would you do that because I didn't send you $300 when you rest, whatever you asked for? I mean, let's be realistic. The other thing is this. The new thing is military. Women claiming to be in the military. Now, here's what you do. Say, okay, I got you. Well, I can send you through your APO address. You can send them whatever they need to send. When they sit here and talk about the gift card bullshit, and you can't contact them because they're on secret missions and all that bullshit, it's bullshit. That's a lie. I'm sitting here as a military veteran, 25 years in the American Legion, the last 2 years at the top of the game. I know the system, and I'm telling you. And I'm sitting here with a veteran. Am I wrong?
No,
that
true.
Bullshit about that what you can't send to them is bullshit. And that's not that.
So,
if you can't send it that way, contact the American Legion in your city and tell them to send this soldier overseas a gift pack.
Right.
They can get it through. Trust me. So don't believe that craziness about under no circumstances. Send gift cards.
I had somebody try to catfish me last week, said they needed some money to get some food for their grandson.
I mean.
And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean?
You're, it's endless.
Like,
now, I released the name today for a reason. Number one, myself, as well as those people I work with, tried to help this young lady, and she lied. Constantly lied. Constantly lied. And she doesn't get it. She, I mean, if it's hers, might be a guy. I don't know. She's a pretty girl, young, got a good conversation, if it's a girl. But the truth of the matter is all you wanted was gift cards and money, period. But you don't want to give no telephone numbers up. You don't want to give nothing where you could be contacted. That's bullshit, okay? So I'm telling you, deal with these catfishes the way they are trying to deal with you. Be a little smarter. But keep your money in your pocket, especially when it comes to gift cards. Now, if you want to reach me and ask me to look into a catfisher for you, I will do it. The phone number, 515-605-9800. Call me. Because I'm telling you something. You think that Neve and them are tough? And I advise them on their show. Call me. I will track them down, and I'll expose them. I don't have a problem. Because you're going to stop stealing. It's a $2.8 billion business that these women are pulling on your butts. The men too. I'm telling you, get a hold of us. We'll expose them for you, and we'll give them what they deserve. Thing from nothing means nothing, okay? All right, so I want you to understand that. Now, I got one last thing to talk to you about. And it's very dear to my heart. This weekend, I went through probably one of the most interesting experiences I've ever went through, and that was Indiana Black Expo. You know, it was this past weekend. The weekend before last.
Yes.
Okay. Weekend before last. And I witnessed the leaving of the president of Indiana Black Expo. And let me say this, and I've heard stories on both sides of the fence. It doesn't make me a difference. Tanya Bell, and I don't know her married name anymore, but Tanya Bell did a very good job continuing the legacy. And like anything else, sometimes it's time for a change. And I think that Tanya, as well as the board, came eye to eye on the fact that now it's time to move forward. I'm not being political. I'm just being honest, because some of the things I've heard about Tanya, my relationship with Tanya has been completely different. But that's the way it is. But let me say that I wish Tanya great success going forward in the future. And I obviously wish Black Expo a successful run going into the future. But just like anything else, sometimes change is good. And this time is one of them. As I'm about to say about American Legion Post 249, which is my home post. You know, sometimes some of the things that we do are motivated by not necessarily ignorance. It is ignorance. I'm be honest, and that's not a harsh word. I mean, because you don't know something, you don't know it. But one of the things that I want to say to the family out there at American Legion Post 249 is this. You guys have been around since 1937. The legacy is enshrined in the history of not only this state, but the United States, because of some of the things that we did before. The behavior that I'm seeing now is not only detrimental to the veterans of that post, but it's detrimental to us as human beings, period. I mean, I don't get why it's necessary for us to do things our way rather than the right way. Now, let me repeat that. Our way versus the right way. We've been doing wrong for so long that we think that it's a part of our lives. And I don't know, sometimes it's got to stop. I don't care whether people like me or dislike me. It doesn't make a difference to me, because guess what? When I die, I'll be laying in that casket by myself. What I do care about is this. If you're going to step up and say you're going to step up, if you're talking about doing the right things, if you're talking about doing what's best for a community of color, then stop the bullshit. That's what you do. Because nobody got time for that. I certainly don't. For 25 years of my life, Ernestine, of my life, and I'm only 67.
Yes. You old.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
That I have done everything from picking up paper to mopping toilets, you name it. I've done it.
Yes.
Why? Because I felt, and I still feel today, that we are worth saving ourselves. And if we can't save ourselves and clean up our own house, then we need to move to an apartment. You hear me?
Oh, a garage. I'm with you. I hear you.
Right.
But
so,
you know what? I got a question.
Sure.
I'm going to cut you off. But you made a profound statement that you've been doing something wrong for so long, you start to think that what you're doing wrong is right.
Yep.
So that means, unfortunately, somebody's going to have to either come and tear that system all the way down and rebuild it and remove the ones who are indoctrinated into the wrong way of doing things.
Well, I'm not for tearing down any institution. I'm really not.
Well,
here's what I am for. You have the courage to cut out the cancer. You have the courage to cut out.
That's a better choice of words.
Right. You have the courage to cut out those things you know is destroying something that's not only beneficial to you, but even more importantly, to your children, to the neighborhood.
Right.
Now, you can sit here and play games if you want to and talk shit if you want to and talk about everybody you want to. But let me tell you something. Bernstein, you and I have been knowing each other now for a little over a year.
No, almost 3 years.
Three years. And
you've been around 3 years.
But you know what? You and I have never sat down and had dinner.
Never.
We sit down at a bar and have some French fries shit, but I'm talking about sitting down and having dinner in a social environment. We haven't done that.
No, we haven't.
Now, this man knows he can call me in the middle of the night as I can call him, whatever it takes for us to do what I do, and to do what he does. And you know what? We don't care that we haven't had dinner because business is business and social is social. When we have time to be social, we'll do that.
We'll do that, right.
But business is business. And right now, we need to start taking care of business at our post. You're the only post of color and the capital seed of the entire American Legion in the whole world. And we're talking about all 50 states, Puerto Rico. We're talking about even as far away as China in exile. The American Legion is called China, American Legion China Exile. France. You're talking about men and women who have given up a lot of times their lives to make sure you don't have to give up yours.
Thanks.
And we are of color. We got to do better. We got to be better. And it don't take much. I tell you what, here's what it takes. It says, I raise my hand to take this office. I'm going to do the best job I can. That don't mean dictating shit. That means doing the job, doing the work necessary. So with that being said, I'm not being critical, and I'm trying not to be very emotional about it. We got to do better. We can do better, and we have done better. That's enough of my commentary about the American Legion and Post 249. Well, let me tell you a couple of things that are coming up. Number one, Jazz the Post is going to start again. We're after 22 years of Jazz in the Park and me taking a four-year hiatus and our hyenas as well. Hyenas. Just one of those days, okay? Retired. But with that being said, we're gonna start it up again. It's going to be every week on Sunday from 4 to 7. A little food. We're going to try to throw a little subtle Sundayness into Jazz. For instance, you know, one of the big things when I was growing up, when you got out of church, you had that family dinner, some fried chicken, baked chickens, potatoes, some greens, every now and then some, you know, cauliflower, you know what I'm saying? And some salad and some lemonade, that sort of thing. So we're going to have that type of dinner, you know, between 4 and 7. And then also, we're going to have some jazz that's going to rock your world. Nothing's dirty, nothing's sacrilegious. It's a good Sunday afternoon after spending time with the Lord to relax and enjoy one of the only music that was founded in America, which is jazz. We'll have Todd Harrell. We'll have Clifford Radcliffe. Hopefully Evergreen. I know for a fact I've got commitments from Steve Weekly and in a jazz company. And, God, your name is – we're going to look down. But it's going to be an afternoon of time. An afternoon of relaxation, an afternoon of enjoyment. Targeted at our age. Now, I mean, you know, I'm 67, but when I say our age, I mean from 50 up, that sort of thing. Come down and support the program, because that program will also continue to support you. Hopefully we'll give scholarships like we used to. We had to change things around a bit because, you know, Jazz in the Park, it started with a couple of hundred people, and it started by myself and John Connors from Indy Parks. You know, it went from a couple of hundred to like 3,000 or 4,000 in the park, which caused traffic problems, and it caused a lot of problems. Nothing while Jazz in the Park was being conducted, but caused problems that I thought, along with consulting with the police department and public safety, that it's the best thing for us to do if we're going to do it. Take it inside. With that being said, I was able to increase how many concerts we do rather than every other week. It'll be every week. So come down and sit back and relax and enjoy it. Eat a little bit. program as well as pay for it, as well as support our scholarship fund. I would really appreciate it. This is Stephen B. doing Key of V. I'm going to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to finish off the rest of the show. Oh, shit. Let me tell you something. And listen, I don't know about you, but living in Indianapolis, Indiana, I ain't used to 106 degrees. I'm just, that's hot. Real hot. I mean, it's so hot out here that it makes me think, why am I still in Indianapolis? Because I don't have to be. But I accept it. It's part of my culture. It's part of where I'm from. Let's see, what else? Oh, where's Abernathy at? I got to take a pause right quick. Hello? I'm all alone in the studio. But anyway, I guess I'll continue on. Check this out. I want people to really go back and reflect on what I said earlier. Under no circumstances is it acceptable in this society or any society where children under the age of 19 are losing their lives to the tune of 7,957 a year. That is so unacceptable and so tragic. 349 mass shootings in 1 year. In a country that bases themselves on freedom, that bases themselves on moral integrity, we can't keep doing this. So I want to take a little pause to come back, finish off the show. And I want to put out a little more interesting information about our network. And you can get involved, because I'm telling you, you're missing a great opportunity not getting involved with us. Stephen B. and the Key of B doing the show Controversy. Be right back shortly.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love into here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Controversy doing the Key of V, Stephen B, rocking your world. Have a lot of fun doing it because it's all about the real. I'm talking to you with 10% of my brain because the other 90% is behind my back. I am the professor. I'm the big pill. Doing it in real time. So let's talk. But check this out. Okay, I got to turn around because I can't see this. Is this a movie? Are we going to do a movie? It's called The Testimony Tube, and Associated Stephen Lester Filmwork presents its first test, the movie, Lightsaber. Let's see what it says. It says, oh, just watch if you consider abortion. Oh, Jesus. Let's talk about that. They do. Testimony Tube presents Lifesaver that Sunday, August 21st at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. movie night. Let's see. Where are we at here? Oh, it's going to be purchase tickets for the live performance through Lifesaver Movies, everbright.com, or via Cash App, money sign, The Testimony too. Well, that's really interesting. Indiana Historic Society, that's 450 West Ohio Street here in Indianapolis. So check that out because we want to promote anything we can do in reference to our community. And since I read that to you, you know I got to say something about it because I am one right to life person. And I'm of the theory, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to tell you something. Let's be real. You can do a lot of things to eradicate a race from this world. When you're talking about abortion and birth control and that sort of thing, you're talking about diminishing the number of the kings and queens that we can bring forth to do some things great for our planet. So y'all check that thing out because, number one, you know I'm going to watch it because I'm just so pro-life. But bottom line is, this whole abortion issue is bullshit. I mean, if anybody thinks that it's helping our society, especially us of color, you've got it completely all wrong. It is nothing more than an attempt to commit genocide against a race of people. If you look at the numbers of how many black people are people of color who have taken the option of genocide or abortion versus white, the numbers speak for themselves. Remember that nurse, somebody supposed to have came here to help people live, Margaret Sanger out of France, introduced the birth control pill and the baby maybe, you know, pill. And it didn't start in Brooklyn. It didn't start in Manhattan. Didn't start in Las Vegas, didn't start in L.A. It started in the black community of all those cities because that's what they were trying to eradicate. Call it what you want to, but the truth is the truth. Ain't hurt nobody yet. So understand that, the quality of life is all about life. I don't care how you put it. There's a couple of things that both exist in the Quran as well as in the Bible, and that's thou shall not kill. You didn't create it. So what gives you the right to think you can take it away? Stop that. And all you young game blingers out here doing whatever you're doing, trust me. If you want to listen, I've said it every show, I'm going to say it again. If you're all that bad, and if you want the best news in the world, and have a license to kill, if that's what you want, they'll give you clothes to wear and pay you a nice little handsome sum and also house your ass as well. Join the military. You that bad? Do that. But stop randomly killing people. Stop doing it. Because It accomplishes nothing. And it does make the funeral directors happy and rich. Let's stop it. Let's just stop it. We're better than that. And we better act like we are better than that, because somebody bigger than you and I is watching. So with that being said, okay, I got to eat some popcorn. What am I at time-wise? Oh, shoot. Check this out. Once again, don't forget, starting in 2 weeks, the legacy of the Indiana Avenue jazz environment that started in the 1930s that had everybody from Lionel Hampton to late great Duke Ellington to Miles Davis, J.J. Johnson, Max Roach. You can go on and on and on. All these jazz greats came here on the Avenue. And with the rich history that Indianapolis has in jazz, with the Wes Montgomerys and Freddie Hubbard, and even the music period like Babyface, and Avenue started all this. Jazz in the Park was a continuation of that. Also, what we're doing now with Jazz in the Pole, bringing it back home where we started from, and continuing the legacy of jazz, we're going to continue doing that. And sometime in October, I can't give you an exact date, that I'm going to give a tribute to jazz and blues here. And it's going to be at Butler University, hopefully at Clues Hall. And I'll tell you more about it, but I'm excited about it, and I hope you'll be excited about it. And I hope you come to the Indianapolis, enjoy that great feat, and show the support for the only true music in the United States, which is jazz. And hopefully Ralph Adams, the great radio host in jazz, for public radio, and hopefully, I'm begging and crossing my fingers, we can get King Rowe, who was a great broadcaster of blues out of Chicago, who came to Indianapolis and became a city county councilman, who every now and then, if you can drag his behind out, comes and does some things. And Leroy from Leroy's Lounge, we're going to do some interesting things. And we will all want you to be a part of it, along with us here at Yaza Radio. And YazzaTV.com. So let's see, what else? Oh, I'm going to read the thing one more time. We're going to get out of here. Time to go, because interrupting my cognac time, and that's sacrilegious. Okay. Controversy is made possible by members of YazzaRadio.com at $14.99 per month, and or YazzaTV.com at $24.99 per month. Now, check this out. Next week, I'm going to start giving out on the air, if you call in, free memberships to 1 month membership straight out to all of our networks and everything we're doing. So you can check it out. I'm going to pay for it for the first month for you. And you guys pick it up and spread the word, because we'll also show you how to make money off of doing what we're doing. Hey, this ain't no Ponzi scheme bullshit or no Nigeria nightmare. We for real. You're talking about some brothers who, and really, believe it or not, we've all been in the military. I don't know how that happened, but we did. But we're serious about this. Our owner and the owner of Digital Guards, who happens to be in the military, is one sharp brother. I'm going to tell you something. You know, so many times we wait till the sharp people in our lives and our community, you know, die before we give them their roses. This time, this individual is giving us the roses, okay? I mean, so we need to support what we're doing, okay? And stop complaining about what Mr. White Man or Donald Trump and the rest of them are doing, because they ain't doing shit. We're doing it to ourselves. So let's stop it. So we're about ready to wrap this up. I gave you that information. Oh, hey, listen, hey, Abernathy, wherever you at, Bernstein, somebody, help. I need a lineup for everything. We got one? Oh, you know what? You can do it. Yeah, the lineups for our shows. Oh, check this out. Bernstein.
Yes.
He's here to come and give you the lineup of what we're doing and how we need your help. Go ahead, man. Rap.
All right. Yaza Radio. Now, all Yaza Radio shows are now live Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting on Sunday. Sunday night, just show moving forward with your host, Dwayne Abernathy. On Mondays, it's Controversy with your man, Stephen B.
Eating popcorn.
eating popcorn at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, the first lady of Yizer's in the building. That's Miss Tana B.
She back.
She brings the funny and the sexy. That's Miss Tana B on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we have a new show. See, you missed it. You got to see it, brother. Oh, my God. The name, it's called a... Oh, hold on. Let me get his name because he would kill me. He did a show last Wednesday. He's from Indianapolis, but he's here from... He moved here from L.A. Got a history on our culture and everything. Let me get the name because it's a hard one. Hold on. Yeah, give me that. Give me the music. We coming. Kill me. I know his name is Last Magnificent. Hold on. We're coming. Here we go. The name of his show on Wednesday nights is called The Contrarian Corner. The Contrarian Corner with your host, The Last Magnificent. You said what? Tomorrow, Wednesday night, he's going to explain what the word contrarian means, because I don't know.
Okay. That works for me.
Hey. But he's dynamic. You'll love him, Steve.
Cool.
Check him out on Wednesday, and that's with your host, The Last Magnificent.
Hmm.
And then guess what's back on Thursday night?
What?
Pepe and Snap is back.
Oh!
Pepe and Snap radio show is now back on Thursday night. Pepe was here last week. They
really?
Back. Pepe and Snap is back in the building.
Cool.
Yeah. And then on the TV side, every Sunday, new episode of Culture Kings, watching on the SIB channel on YizerTV.com, starting at noon, from noon until you will see the new episode every Sunday.
Okay.
The TV show lineup for the radio shows is now like this. The day after everybody's radio show, the TV version of your radio show runs all day starting at noon on the Yizer Raw channel on YizerTV.com.
Gotcha.
So give you an example. Moving forward, radio shows on Sunday. Starting on Monday at noon, you can see the TV version of that show.
Gotcha.
Tuesday night, well, Monday night, Controversy with Steve. Tomorrow, from noon until, you will see the TV version. You get to see Steve's beautiful face. And so forth and so on.
You cool with your beautiful face.
Oh, okay.
You got there.
You shouldn't. All right, no cap. All right.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's the lineup for Yizer Radio and Yizer TV. Boom.
Y'all got everything. So you need to check that out. And please don't forget, we have our movie channel. We have a cartoon channel.
We have a cartoon channel. And we got a new movie that we're sponsoring. The name of the movie is called The Testimony Tube, in association with Stephen Lester Filmworks, presents its first testimonial TM Lifesaver. It's a must-watch movie about considering having an abortion. The movie screening is Sunday, August 21st, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. The location is at the Indiana Historical Society, 450 West Ohio Street, 46202. If you want tickets, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. For tickets, call 317-520-2725.
Hey, man, check us out.
Yes, sir.
About the Historic Society. Have you been in there?
Never been there.
Hey,
well,
man.
I've been there, but didn't know it was there, but maybe not.
Check this out. They have, how to put this, rooms set aside where you can all walk into history. For instance, you walk through a smoke scrim, and you walk right into Madam C.J. Walker's laboratory.
That place right there?
I'm serious. Hey, man, check this shit out. And everybody in there that are acting like the period. For instance, they also have the first black physician's office that when you walk through the smoke scrim,
yeah,
you walk into his office and they never break character. I'm serious, man.
Really?
I'm serious. And I went into the Madam C.J. Walker exhibit. I said, hey, me, I'm an asshole, so I'm just trying to say, hey, you guys, okay, real quick. I asked him, I said, hey, have you ever seen the Lucy show? He said, Lucy? I mean, it's so real, this man. They got that. They got the Lily's factory that you walk it back into history. The actors are remarkable. They never break character. But yeah, and hey, man, take your daughter down there. Yeah, take your daughter down there. Yeah, but this is in the Indiana Historical Society. Plus, every Thursday, in the summer, they got the greatest jazz right in front of the, on the canal in front of the Indiana Historical Society.
I didn't know that. I need to get out more. I need to go check that out.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Right along.
This brother's attitude about going out is like going to like White Castle and getting a couple of burgers. You know,
and then going right back.
Plus, he's a very dedicated father to a wonderful young girl. I mean, this young lady is a princess. She really is. She's very smart. She's very polite. And you've done a good job being a single parent. I'm so proud of you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You know, black folks don't get like that no more. Okay, black men do not get the credit. Who are raising their children don't get the credit they deserve. So
yeah, we don't.
But it's time to go. I'm sorry. We got 4 minutes. Listen, I got to run. It's time for us to break this up. I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad to be back on here. I don't know what to do because I like to talk, okay? So stay tuned. Come next Monday. What am I? Oh. I'm going to read this one more time. Controversy made possible by members of YazzaRadio.com at $14.99 per month and or YazzaTV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you in advance for your support, and I really want you to support what they're doing because, number one, ain't nobody doing this. You know, everybody talking it, but ain't nobody doing it because when they hit the airwaves, the first thing they do is do the political thing in order to make money. We're not doing the political thing. We're doing the right thing. So you check us out. And finally, Controversy would like to thank our major sponsors, Digital Guard. If you need cameras for your home or business, go to PreventHomeCrimes.com or PreventBusinessCrimes.com. These sponsors do the heavy lifting around here because they want to make this thing happen. So I want to thank you, members and supporters. And also, Controversy has also been made possible by ongoing individual contributions of $8.30 from the Controversial Lawyer supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Controversial Show, go to shopyizer.com. That's shopyizer.com. And check this out. You send in $8.33. I will send you a handwritten note of thank you. And on top of that, I think I can do this. No, we're going to do it. It don't make a difference. Anybody who sends a contribution to the show, that's shopyizer.com. That's shopyizor.com. Anybody who does that for the next month, I am going to make a special effort to take you out to dinner, you and your guests, and we can sit and chat, do some real talking. So that's
conversation with Stephen B.
Hey, why not? What the hell? That's $8.33 just to support the program to get the message out. So we're looking forward to you. I like to have dinner with you. So now, in closing, let me say, Controversy for you and me, this is Stephen B. closing out this evening. I dealt with this whole issue, our most serious issue today, with 10% of my brain and the rest of my brain tied behind my back. But let me say this in closing. If we don't care about ourselves, my shirt, self-care, if we don't start caring about and respecting ourselves, please don't waste your time waiting for somebody else to respect you. Peace out. Thank you, and God bless you.